got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. It's amazing, too. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. I don't have a biblical question this morning. What the? I will deal with last week's biblical question since I don't have one this morning, right? You are, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can still listen to the show live, no matter where you are. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama, if you're white, and everybody and they mama, if you're black. So let's say you're busy doing whatever you're doing, getting ready to take a trip because it's Memorial Day. And you're like, wow, I'm a podcaster show because I can't listen right now. Yes, you can. We made it possible. We made it possible. You can call the listen line on Talk Stream Live on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud. We got to get to Super Chat this morning. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. What else? That's it for that. It is, not only is it Memorial Day today, it is, though we take all calls, it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? They want to be home with those babies. You've been lied to. You and I and every human being been lied to about life, how we should live in live this life, how we should function in this life, how we should treat one another in this life, and it's not working. Have you noticed that? They have told you about morals and values. Everybody and they mama, if you're black, or everybody and their mama, try to have morals and values. And it's not working. Think about that. They told you, you got to have morals and values. And many people are working hard to have those morals and values, but they're not working. And the people they're trying to have are just mean and nasty and judgmental, but they ain't trying to have them, and it's not working. Have you ever wondered why not? Why is it that morals and values are not working? We talked about that yesterday in fellowship. If you were not there, you can podcast rebuildingtheman.com/church. 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 Really, check it out. It was a very, very inspiring fellowship yesterday. Every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Happy Memorial Day. James, do we supposed to say Happy Memorial Day? Isn't it a day that the people recognize the dead soldiers?
Right.
We're happy about that.
You're not supposed to. I don't think you're supposed to say Happy Memorial Day.
What are you supposed to say?
You're supposed to say Memorial Day and then look somber.
Some people say that today is a, what do they call this day? Hollow day. You know what I mean?
H-A-L-L-O-W?
Like, I guess, yeah. Like hollow ground.
Right.
But
like
they
Halloween.
Said today is a hollow day. What does that mean?
Same thing.
What?
As holy day, holiday.
And why would that be?
Because it's holy.
What's holy about today?
You're supposed to be, because life is holy, and so is death.
How is death holy?
Whatever.
Death is not holy.
Okay.
Nothing holy about death. What the? But today is Memorial Day, and it's a remembrance of the men who died for you and me. And so may their souls rest in peace. Now that I understand wars better, I'm starting to realize that wars, most wars, not all, I guess, there is a time to defend yourself, absolutely, but most wars are not necessary. And that the wars are brought on by evil people, evil governments and people like that, because they do it for money and power and ego. But they make the people who are dying, put their lives out there, they make them feel obligated, and that it's a somehow or another duty to die for your country. And you have young men in their 20s. That are dying and have died because some egotistical government wanted money and power. They, false power, but power. They make a lot of money off wars. They invest in machines and things like that. But they make you think you're doing it to because you're a patriot. You love your country. And then when you die, they hold a memorial service. Or if you happen to survive, they give you a reward to keep you unaware, unconscious of why they had the war. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. But that's the nature of human beings. Human beings are evil. You have no idea how wicked human beings are and what they would do for their own ego gratification. It's amazing. And so lots of men have died. In their mind, they thought they were dying for the country, But they were really dying for those who wanted to make more money and power and control. They made you sacrifice your life for their ego gratification, for their personal needs. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. There is no love. What we need in this world, and especially in my country, America, we need love. And love is not an emotional thing. I want you to know, if you feel emotional love, you have no love. If you feel emotional love, you have no zero love. You call it hate love. I was thinking about, in the Bible it says, to love that neighbor or something like that. And you think that, oh, you love your neighbor. Your neighbor all nasty and mean. But you love your neighbor. But that's not the kind of love. And then your neighbor end up destroying you. Because that's not what it means. It means to understand your neighbor. It's to understand them. It doesn't mean you got to cater to them. You got neighbor means not just the folks next door to you where you live, but all the people around you. It just means to understand them. It doesn't mean to emotionally say you love them or try to make yourself love them. That's not love. Understanding is love. It just means to understand. You will be surprised how the stuff that will not get to you that people do and the way they act, what they think, the change in people, it will not bother you if you had understanding. And last week's biblical question was, which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. And you'll be surprised at the number of people who said anger. Well, you may not be surprised. I was surprised at the number of people who said they prefer anger. And did God say above all things get anger? Or did he say to get an understanding? Think about that. He never said above all things get anger or get angry. He said above all things get understanding. And the one thing I want to promise you, without a doubt, everyone who has anger has no understanding. They may have knowledge of what they read in the Bible or something they heard me or someone else say, but they literally do not have understanding and don't know it because they have confused knowledge with understanding because they can repeat what they heard, and what they heard was true, right? But they have repeated what they heard. They are repeating what they heard, and they call that understanding, and it's not. And those who prefer anger, you're evil. You're saying, I want to be evil. I want to serve the spirit of evil. They prefer to serve the spirit of anger. There are people who, angry people, human beings, who believe that Jesus was angry, and they use that to justify being angry. And then they don't examine to see that the misery that they're having as a result of being angry, overreacting, fear, take everything personally, worry, anxiety, stress. You think Jesus had that? Think about it. The man who came and conquered the world, you think he had all those problems going on? Because they said, Jesus had anger. And Jesus had, you're supposed to have it. Blind people. And so there are some people who prefer anger. I wish you well with that anger because you are being affected within you and you don't even realize that it's because you have chosen anger over understanding. Above all things, get an understanding. And another thing I want to say quickly about, because you can't have both, you can only have one or the other. You can't be serve two masters. One other quick thing I want you to understand is that, I forgot, it left my mind. What's up? But you can't have both. You have understand, and you can tell if you really want to overcome. You can know for yourself. No one has to tell you if you have anger or not, or understanding. If you have anger or understanding, because you will be affected within by things that's happening outside of you and things that are happening inside of you. And you try to cover it up, but it's still there. You'll be like, oh, I'm not mad. I'm not worried. I'm not jealous. I'm not in my head. And you are. Really. Everyone, every human being that has anger or affected by the spirit of evil in them and by the spirit of evil outside of them, inside of others. And they try to cover it up, but you can't hide. Joe Biden, you can't hide. Joe Biden, you can't hide. It's amazing. It's a spiritual battle. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. Then I got to move on. One thing I noticed about people, and I've been seeing it for a long time now, and I know why. 99.999% of people do not trust God. They don't trust truth. Now they say, oh, I trust the Lord. I love the Lord. I trust the Lord. They do not trust truth at all. Zero. Saying that you trust truth does not mean you trust truth. And really, I know that they don't trust truth because they lack power and authority. When you are one with the truth, when you are one with the truth, you trust truth, and you'll be surprised, pleasantly surprised, at what is happening inside of you that you didn't know even existed because you trust truth. Most people do not trust truth. And they say they trust God. They're lying. They don't. It's just a nice thing to say to make themselves look good or sound good. Or they want to be a Christian. Lord. But they don't trust truth. They really don't trust truth. It's so amazing. They don't trust truth. They trust about truth. They read about truth. They heard about truth. They sang and danced about truth. But they don't trust truth. Isn't that amazing? But okay. It's not for all. It's only for those who want, truly, truly, truly want it. And who are willing to work on themselves. I want you to, even in your darkest state of being, look around you and see what anger is doing. Not just the violent people, not just the ones that are committing crimes. Look, number one, at yourself, and then look at the people right in your sphere. Ooh, big white word, sphere. Not Brittany, but spear. That means environment, right there?
Sphere.
Sphere. Whatever. I'm black. Really. Just look around you. Look how you tiptoe around people. It doesn't matter who it is. You really want to say no and you say yes. You really don't want to smile, but you do it anyway. You don't want to laugh at a cruel joke, but you do it anyway. You're being very, very nice because you've been told you're supposed to be nice. Even when you don't feel like being nice. We, as I mentioned yesterday in fellowship, who was amazing, by the way, and shout out to all the people who came from out of town, from the Los Angeles area that, well, shout out to the LA area too, but those who came from a long way for the truth. They wanted a fellowship, and it was amazing. But as I said yesterday, everything that you've been taught, you need to forget. You really need to forget, because you're never going to live up to it, because there is nothing there to live up to. It's all a lie. It's not true. It never worked, never will work, even with the person who want to do the right and be right. They can't help but be in their mind being controlled by thought. And they'll say, well, not me. You make me feel that way. I feel mad at you. I disagree with you. I feel mad. You made me feel that way. They lie. You've been taught totally wrong. When you were taught to have morals and values, you were lied to. Even Jesus didn't teach you to have morals and values. Where did Jesus talk about morals and values? Anywhere in the Bible. That was the primary teaching of the Father, of the Son from the Father, was to love what's right first, along with nobody else or nothing else. You got to put that first. And then all will work. Your emotions would disappear. You will have perfect peace. You will be able to be anywhere in the world and be at perfect peace. And be at perfect peace. Isn't that amazing? I came not, but to bring you perfect peace. Peace and perfect peace. Count hands on people that have perfect peace. Even a lot of the Buddha people don't have perfect peace. I'm asking the Buddha people. Buddha, the fat guy. Do you have peace? Because they meditate a lot, apparently. Hey, shout out to the Buddha people. Is it Buddha? Buddhist? The fat guy?
Buddhists.
Buddhist people. Shout out to the Buddhist people. But they don't even have peace. And you know what? They never went and forgave. How can you and I don't know if the original Buddha guy was like that, Buddhist guy, because, you know, everything, look how many things have changed since Christ walked the earth. Amazing. But it's up to you, really. And there are a handful of people, wow, there are a handful of people who are working on their life, men's work, and I can tell that they're serious about it. There are some who are faking and shaking it. They work on it according to the mood. They get mad at me about something, they ain't going to show up. But there are those who are serious. They are going through the fire. Right down to the wall. And that's fine. That's what you're supposed to do. Let me do this. I got to catch up with these super chats. Super chats.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, happy, Memorial Day.
Good Memorial Day to you.
Right on.
How about that? Days can be good. Just because people can't be good doesn't mean days can't be good.
No, days can be perfect.
Nice.
Perfect.
Good Memorial Day to
perfect.
You. Perfect. There, we found a solution. Anyway,
was your assignment for this week?
Sit quietly in your hell.
I mean, just you want to let hell overwhelm you. You want anger and fear and doubt and worry and jealousy and envy and strife and suicidal thoughts and loneliness and stress and all that. You got to live with it. And so the challenge, the assignment for the people in the meeting this week, live quietly in your hell. Just live in your hell. Don't blame anyone. So that you can finally, and the more hell you get, the sooner you're going to go through it. Little hell takes you a little way through the hell. Lots of hell takes you quickly. If you want to overcome your hell really fast, which most people cannot do, have a whole bunch of hell. and you'll go through it faster. But God knows that most people can't handle that, so he can give you a little bit at a time. and as you handle a little bit at a time, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You can handle the handle. And the more hell you get, the greater talent it is. Your talent become amazing as you go through your hell. You get more talents. You heard the Bible talk about, I gave some little talents. I gave some medium talent. I gave big talent. He's talking about those who are willing to go through the hell. He gives some little challenges to deal with. And he look at them, see how they do. And some people go and bear it away.
Terrible.
And then some people live through it, that little talent. And then he gives somebody medium talent, meaning medium hell to deal with. And so they go and they handle it a little better than that little hell person. And so their talent grow in it. And then he gives some great talent, meaning great hell to deal with. And then they grow. And the talent grows, they, whatever, right? But then some people bury it. They go and bury it. And he's like, what the? That person went and buried all their hair. They got no talent. Isn't that deep?
Yeah.
Did you know that's what he was talking about?
Not in those words.
Yeah. What did you think he meant?
Well, I thought that he meant that you're given different lots in life. And I don't know, you just cultivate it or something.
No. He meant those who are willing to go through their hell, suffer and die. That ego death.
Nice.
And most people are not they say they are, they're not. They'll travel a little bit and then something happens and they get into their imagination, their emotion, they pull away. And they don't even know they're pulled away, that they're lost in their head with anger or judgment or something, and they're burying their talent. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And they're not growing in talent because they are buried it in the sand.
What a mess.
But then they get jealous of those who continue to overcome the medium ones and the big one and the big one. They're like, they ain't doing that. They don't know what they're doing.
Indeed. Terrible.
Can you repeat the word to yourself in your head? Yep. Can you repeat the word to yourself in your head? In your hell? Yep. What do you mean by that, Joe?
I was saying that because the assignment is to sit in hell.
Yeah.
I was asking if you can sit there, but while you're sitting in your hell, you're repeating the word of God to yourself to help you feel better.
No. No. What? No, because anytime you're having a conversation in your head, it's not you, it's the devil. And the devil will repeat the word of God. He was like, as I walk through the valley, the devil is an imitation of God, and he does and say what he thinks God doesn't say. So if you repeat it in your head, it's not you, it's the devil repeating it. But you think it's you. When you're going through your hell, when you really take it on, when you make up your mind, I'm going to take this on. I'm sick of being this way. I'm sick of feeling this way. I'm going to take it on. You let go completely. No more conversation with Satan inside of you or with Satan outside of you. But Satan get busy with the conversation. But now you know it and you don't talk back. You don't listen. I mean, you just watch it, but you don't communicate at all. But no, you can't do that. It's Satan doing that.
Nice.
There is no you. And especially not in the head. No. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to do some super chats and phone call. It's Memorial Day, so we're just kind of going to have a summer holiday.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
May their souls rest in peace, the man who died for you and me. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. Quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com at 9. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And at 11, Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. this morning. And I'm not sure about the ankle, baby. He didn't tell me. He is not feeling well today. So I'm not sure if there will be an ankle baby show today. All right. But there is a brand new episode of Punchy TV today at 2 p.m. Punchy TV. Watch this.
This one is about women falling in love with the idea that she has about the man rather than the man himself.
I mean, it seems like I don't know anybody who doesn't come together like that.
Do you think that it's possible that there can be something different? God involved.
Do you
involved.
Think there's possible that a color you've never seen exists? Possibility of what?
God involved.
Involved in what?
For the relationship, for the marriage.
No, he didn't send you any of them.
I don't know if he concerns himself with relationships and marriages and stuff like that. Who you get with or don't.
But see, that's the thing, is that I like to believe that you can know.
You'd have to prove it.
They are on fire. At 2 p.m., you don't want to miss, even if you're out celebrating Memorial Day, take a moment and listen to Punchy TV, punchy.tv, at 2 p.m. today. All right.
On YouTube only.
On YouTube only.
Yep.
Why are you saying it that way? Oh, YouTube only.
Punchy TV YouTube only today. Because it's a holiday. So we're not streaming it on the other platforms.
Oh, because of holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Hake.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. You know what? You just saw the teaser. It's amazing. All right. Let's do super chats, and then I'm going to get to the busy phones.
Okie dokie.
Super, super.
Nice. Over on YouTube.
Joel is sitting there.
This one is about women falling in love with the idea.
Why are you replaying it?
He tried to do the super chat thing.
So he's sitting there for the anchor
Shout
baby,
out.
So we're going to get some living, because he doesn't often sit here. He used to be the boy guy all the time, but now he think he better than everybody. He became a little talk show host. So now he do as needed.
You
Thank
call
you,
it
Joe.
Mistakes. I call it character. This show is going to have character today.
That's for sure. Okay.
Lori says, I'm so glad you were born, Jesse. Happy birthday. This was from your birthday last Thursday.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate that. I am glad too. Amazing.
Thursday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're my hero. Heart eyes.
Did you know that you're my hero? You're everything I wanted to be. I can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. Thank you. Thank you. You're the wind beneath my wings. Thank you, Laura.
Very nice. Anthony. Hey, Jesse. Anthony G90. I want to ask.
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 Ask. A white woman taught me how to say ask, because I used to say it the black way.
You used to say axe.
Axe.
And I can't even picture you ever saying axe.
Well, I used to say axe.
And interesting.
And this is when I first started out in radio.
Shout out to the white lady.
Shout out to my friend, the white lady. She like, Jesse, you know how white people are. It's ask.
That's right.
I'm like, what?
Good for her and good for you learning.
Ask. It's okay. Not at T. Amazing. Thank you.
What does Trump have to say today?
Let me see what the great white hope has to say.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
Amazing. Wow. Thank you, Donald, the great white hope, Donald Trump. Thank you.
And happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you. For those who don't know, my birthday was last Thursday, May 22nd, and it was amazing. So thank you all very much for everything. It was overwhelming. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, and hey, you still a beta. Ha ha. JK, love you, buddy.
Why they call you a beta?
I don't know.
Maybe call you back.
Probably. I was sick last Monday, too.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? I almost fainted.
Like that woman on Fox News.
I was feeling queasy.
And he went like this.
I was like,
what was wrong with you?
Uncle Ruckus says, I'm a sponsor for something.
Thank you.
Right on, Uncle Ruckus.
Amazing.
Elijah, fake news so they can stop criticism of Israel. I think he's referring to that terrorist attack in D.C.
He said it didn't happen?
He says it's fake news. I don't know if he's saying it didn't happen.
Okay, thank you. I don't know what you mean by it, but thank you.
He says, whole world against Israel, so they're doing psyops. Why don't you read the name so-and-so? Stop being so beta. We don't promote. We don't promote.
And we don't hate. Yeah. What's up? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Elijah, for the diamonds, as always, man.
Yeah, thank you, Elijah.
Three coffees from Mark. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to one of the most outspoken, humbled by fire, inspired by the light within, God's very own son, Jesse Lee Peterson, the man, the myth, the legend, my brother, we love you. May God continue to work through you. Praying hands, heart, light bulb, and strong.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Really. Thank you.
Tweak gifted the kick cookie over on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you.
What if I claim to be half retarded because I got blown up by an IED while in the Army?
What if they claim to be half retarded?
Yeah.
If they got, I don't know what that means.
Well, you know how some people get brain damaged from injuries?
Uh-huh.
And, what if he claims that because he got blown up by an IED?
I understand it. Yeah, some people, they have brain damage as a result of being something like that. But that's not the same as being unconscious, really. It's not the same at all. So I wish you well with that. But I understand that. It's different.
Thank you kindly, Tweak.
It's a physical situation. Unconsciousness is a spiritual situation. You know what I realized about consciousness? Most people don't even know that they're unconscious, and they think they're conscious. It's weird how you can think you're conscious, but you're not. And you're so not conscious, you're so unconscious that you don't even see what's going on with you. And a conscious person, they see exactly what's happening inside of them and inside of others, and they cannot judge, and they do not react to the emotions and the feelings and the thoughts at all. Only unconscious people do that kind of stuff. It's crazy, but they're saying they're conscious because they heard the word conscious. It's amazing how Satan can deceive you just like that, because knowledge, people hold on to knowledge. And you're never supposed to hold on to knowledge unless you learn how to build a house, build a one of those electric car things that make no noise. It runs over you if you're standing behind it. You can't tell if it motors on or off. Wouldn't obey the cars. But unconscious is crazy. But okay. Thank you.
Etsy, any advice? Etsy Rose, any advice for someone with serious illness?
Do not call it. You don't worry about it. Don't focus on it. Do what you, if you need to see a doctor and get, if you need your Aero Tesla electric car beta. if you need to see a doctor, see a doctor. But don't call your body you, all right? Don't make it a big deal. Do what you need to do to get healed, but don't make it a big deal. And you'll be surprised what happens, all right? Amazing. I wish you well.
Uncle Ruckus, Trump changed the card, changing the card games Uno to One.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Harmony Gratatia Grits. Happy birthday, Jesse. That calls for some sweet potato pie.
Oh, wait. I'm about to run down to a soul food place right now and get some candy yams.
There you go.
Or a sweet potato pie. Amazing.
Mad Chameleon One over on Rumble with a generous Rumble rant. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Cammy K, happy birthday. I'm honored to share the same birthday with the great Black Hope. Just found out that Gemini is the messenger sign and you are the best messenger of truth. This side of heaven. Love you.
I love Geminis. What's your birthday sign?
Cancer.
Oh, God.
I only found that out in, after college because some of my friends are into that stuff. Sort
yeah,
of.
That's how I knew about all that because a lot of my friends, my older friends, they are into the zodiac sign.
Yeah.
What's your sign, Joel?
The best one, what's Leo. That?
What?
Leo. Why you laugh like that?
What's the best about that?
It's the most favored.
By whom?
Blessed and highly.
By a few.
Huh?
Nothing.
And what's special about yours, Jay?
I really have no idea.
Mine is special because the president is a Gemini.
Nice.
And you can't get any better than that.
But Barack Obama was a Leo.
I figure. Oh.
That means you're one of the best presidents, according to Ronnie.
See that?
Nice.
See it now. Amazing.
Sweet Amy says, have the happiest birthday ever, Jesse. Nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me take some calls.
Okay. We'll read the rest of your super chats as we continue.
888-775-3773. Derek says, horoscopes are beta. Yeah. You can't even have fun with them.
No, it's devilish.
But if you in your mind, you know it's just fun and a joke, and you're not taking that way, can't you have fun with it?
No fun.
Really? 888-775-3773. Let me go to D out of Texas. D, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, D.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All right. Speak right into the phone for me, all right?
All right. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, so I got a little issue.
Okay.
Okay, so last year I heard your message about forgiving your mom and staying in the present, right?
Yes.
So that's what I've been doing, but I kind of forced it onto my wife, and I don't think she was ready for it.
What happened?
We just been arguing over it, you know, like there's no peace really.
What's going on?
Whenever she wants to see her family, it just turns into an argument.
So let me first ask. So you said you're working on you. You want to forgive your mother and stuff like that. And then you force your wife to forgive her. How did you? You can't force the truth on anyone. How did you do it? What happened?
I just told her about it. And she understood. But I guess it was too much for her.
In what way was it too much?
The truth, she's saying that, you know, her mind is racing and she can't really think clear. I was telling her that's the devil playing in your head, but she don't really understand that.
Well, then just tell her forget it. Tell her don't worry about it. She doesn't have to do it because the truth is only for those who open themselves up and welcome it to come in. You can't force anyone to do it. Even the truth doesn't impose on you at all. The devil imposes on you pretending to be the truth, but God himself does not impose on anyone. You totally have to welcome him, have to open yourself up and just let him in, right? So just tell your wife to back off and don't worry about it. She doesn't have to do it. She may not be ready for it at all.
Right. Okay, so another thing is, how do I keep myself from being bothered when she does certain things with her family that I don't agree with?
Like what, for example?
Like, they just like to get together all the time, and I kind of get annoyed with it. But I'm like, why am I feeling annoyed? I don't know how to stop feeling annoyed.
Do you have children with her?
Yeah, we have a kid.
And she take your kid around these folks too?
Yeah.
And do you not want her to do that?
I mean, honestly, I don't, not as much.
Okay.
But when I say that, it comes off as controlling or something else.
It comes off that way to whom?
To her and her family.
But that's our, to hell with them. They can let them see it any way that they want to, because blind people going to always misunderstand the truth. They can't see. So you shouldn't give one iota of concern about how your wife and other people see the truth. You just need to work on it for yourself. And don't be worried about that. So if you want, and with her going around them, let's say you tell her not to, because God said to the man, take your wife far away from her family. Don't let her be around them because they will destroy your marriage, right? But because they always influence it. But the wife, she goes out of her way to make sure she's around the family. So it become a battle. So what I recommend that you just work on you. You tell her, no, you can't take my child if you don't want your child going. And let her just go. You work on you. Don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything to her. Just work on you. And the truth is so powerful and so full of light and full of love. The truth is going to work out your situation for you. Whether you stay or go, it will dictate that, and it will guide you in the right way to go. So stop arguing with this woman. Stop trying to make her be right. You can't make Satan be right when Eva doesn't want to be right. But so just let her do what she got to do. You told her what she should do. If she doesn't listen, let her go. And eventually she either wake up or she'll leave, and you'll be free either way.
Okay. So with all this family stuff, you know, a lot of her family members have turned on her. They're not messing with her anymore.
And why?
I guess, you know, they're real tight-knit family. So I told her to go and forgive her parents. She went and started an argument with them and just blew up on them. So it kind of turned into something else.
Right. But let her, you explained to her, you just told her to forgive, not to go fight with them, right?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then, if I were you, here's what I recommend. Cut out the argument, forget about her folks, and let her, your wife, know that she should just forgive but not argue. And you can't bring your wife out of her hell. There's literally nothing you can do to bring your wife or anyone out of their hell. They have to want it for themselves, and they have to work on themselves in the same way you have to work on yourself. You can't even bring your own self out of your hell. And so you can't bring your wife out of it. You can't teach her out of it. You can't tell her out of it. You can't do anything. But you be a perfect example by working on yourself and let whatever happen, happen. And if her family is interfering with your life, tell them to stay away.
Okay, so I basically have to be unaffected by anything.
100%.
That's something I'm working on.
Every adult individual are responsible for their own psychological, emotional, spiritual life. No one else can do anything about it. You can't protect your wife. You can't do anything. Your job is to provide for your family. If you're married with children, you do what you got to do to physically provide for your family. But there's nothing else you can do, because if you try to help your wife, she's going to play a game on you. She can't help it, because she see that as you trying to want her to be right. She see that as power over you. But she'll pretend that she's trying to do right, and she's not. I promise you she's not. It's all an act. You can't save your wife or anybody.
All right.
So you need to work on you, so you will become unaffected without even trying by the world around you. Anybody or anything, you will overcome the world. The truth, the Father will cause you to overcome the world without your efforts.
All right, that makes sense.
You got to stop being affected by, stop overreacting, don't judge, don't have an opinion, and do not argue with the devil in your mind or in and argue with other people as well.
All right.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So don't argue with your wife. You cannot save your wife. The more you try to save her, the worse you are making her, because that spirit in her is playing this game with you, but it's only getting worse while pretending to be getting right. It's not.
So I just completely let go.
Yes.
All right.
You have to let go of you, meaning there's nothing you can do to save yourself. You have to. That's why the silent prayer is so important. Be still and become a watcher, and surrender. My assignment this week to the fellowship people is to let your ego go through what it gotta go through. Don't defend it. Don't do anything about it. But live with it. Walk with it. Sleep with it. Talk with it. Be with it. Go about your day. Go to work. Do your physical stuff. Practical stuff, but do nothing about the ego. You got to be quiet and go through what you got to go through, man.
All right, that's what I'll do.
Any question about that?
No, I pretty much understand everything you're saying. I just needed a little advice on that situation.
Yeah, stop arguing with those folks and move away from that, meaning don't participate at all.
All right.
People don't love you anyway, so it doesn't matter what they say about you.
Yep, that's true.
I wish you well, D. Let me know how it goes.
All right, appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to the phones. 888-775-3773. The hate news, not the fake news. We're going to get to as many calls as possible today and the super chat. Quick break. Oh, no Anchor Baby show today. He just texted me. No Anchor Baby show today. He forgot to tell me who was here. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. But it is Memorial Day, and our greatest president, Trump, wishes all a happy Memorial Day, including the scum who are trying to destroy the country, destroy our country. It's a mess. The mess is continuing in Russia, too. Trump is thinking that Putin's gone crazy. And Putin is seemingly accusing our greatest president, Trump, of emotional overload. This is the end of hour one of Memorial Day, Female Monday, May 26th, AD 2025. JLP, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, JLP, will be right back to your calls, guys. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be back to your calls and your super chats. Appreciate them. And more great stories. No commie nonsense today. It is far-left extremist The Hill nonsense. President Trump sent a Memorial Day message to Americans on Monday today, including what he referred to as scum. He loves all, even the scum. He sent spent the last 4 years trying to destroy our country on Truth Social. The hate report is on Truth Social, by the way. Trump hammered the Biden administration's handling of the southern border and slammed judges who ruled against his administration in the last 4 months of his second White House term. Quote, happy Memorial Day to all, including the scum that spent the last 4 years trying to destroy our country through warped radical left minds who allowed 21 million people to illegally enter our country. He split his infinitive. Many of them being criminals and the mentally insane through an open border that only an incompetent president would approve, and through judges who are on a mission to keep murderers, drug dealers, rapists, gang members, and released prisoners from all over the world in our country so they can rob, murder, and rape again. That's what Trump wrote in a 174-word post Monday morning. He continued, adding that those so-called migrants whom the Trump administration has attempted or successfully deported in recent months are, quote, all protected by these USA-hating judges who suffer from an ideology that is sick and very dangerous for our country. Hopefully the United States Supreme Court and other good and compassionate judges throughout the land will save us from the decisions of these monsters who want our country to go to hell. So wrote our greatest president, Trump. On Friday, you may recall, or you may have heard, U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy ordered the administration to facilitate the return of a third improperly deported man identified as OCG, stating his deportation, quote, lacked any semblance of due process, unquote. Like, you need, how much process do you need to deport an illegal? The federal government removed the Guatemalan national to Mexico, even though he feared persecution. Terrible. Like, that's our problem. What a mess. The Department of Homeland Security to characterize Murphy as an activist judge. The person in question was an illegally present alien who was granted withholding of removal to Guatemala. He was instead removed to Mexico, a safe third option for him, penciling his asylum claim. DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin stated. Trump argued the administration has made great progress over the last 4 months, and America will soon be safe and great again. Again, happy Memorial Day, and God bless America. Thank you, our greatest President Trump. And Russia is defying Trump with their largest ever drone and missile attack on the Ukraine. Kiev says more than 350 explosive drones targeted their cities overnight, Kiev being the capital of the Ukraine. That's according to the far-left rhino outlet Wall Street Journal, reporting May 26th today. And the Telegraph, the far-left foreign outlet, the Telegraph, says that Trump is suffering from emotional overload because Trump called Putin crazy. He's going crazy. I have a very good relationship with you, but he's killing so many people. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races. Excuse me, with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, no biblical question, is today. Hopefully I'll have one tomorrow, next day, whenever it comes to me. Or I hear something or something, and I'm like, wow, that's a good biblical question. You can listen to the show no matter where you are or what you're doing. You can podcast, of course, all the shows. But you could be listening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. So Joelle is sitting there for the American Anchor Baby today. So all is well. Here it go. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Okay. Amazing. Let's go to the busy phones. Let me go to Madeline out of Virginia. Madeline, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
So I have been prone to panic attacks, and I stopped taking my medication a couple of months ago, and you told me a couple of weeks ago to just, like, sit in it, let it happen, go through it. That sounded very, very, very scary to me because I've been used to distracting myself, like just finding something else to do to not think about the panic attack. So this ties into what you were saying for the assignment this week. Last night, a panic attack happened at 1 a.m. And I was like, okay, Jesse said to just, like, I just have to go through this. So I just sat there. Well, I was in bed, so I just lied in bed, let it happen. And the reason I'm calling is for you to tell me your opinion on, did I do this right, or does it make sense? Because this had never happened before. So I went through the panic attack, and I'm just lying there in the dark, letting it happen. And then somehow my body, my feeling, my emotion matched up to a time when I was feeling like my parents were going to be in a physical fight, because that's how I grew up. So as I was like, oh, this feels like exactly what that felt like, which I never thought about that feeling. And then all of a sudden, the feeling wasn't that scary anymore, because I could identify it, and it did go away, the panic attack. And I'm not saying I might not have another panic attack. I'm sure I will. But I feel like since I know where it stems from, I may be able to deal with it better without trying to avoid it and being afraid of it. Does that make any sense to you?
First, let me ask, why did you stop taking a medication?
Because I returned to God a few years ago, and I thought, why am I taking this medication when God can do the work? So I went into the silent prayer and sitting in peace with God, and that's what I wanted to do instead of medication.
And so were you under a doctor care or anything, or you just did it on your own?
I was under the doctor prescribed the medication, and I just stopped on my own, but I stopped gradually, at a time. I was only on one medication. It's not like I had a bunch of them. I just had one pill that I took every day, and I just cut back.
Okay, because I don't give out doctor advice, just
right.
FYI.
Right.
But the let me ask this, and then I'll fully respond to your question. What was it like with the what did it feel like, the panic attack? What did that feel like? What were you thinking?
That I'm going to die, and I'm not going to be able to get any air, and I'm not going, it's like I'm dying. It just feels like something is behind you just ready to kill you, and I feel like I can't breathe. But I'm thinking I can breathe because I'm taking deep breaths. I know I'm breathing.
Yeah.
My heart's racing. So it's like I know this is not real. So I just let myself go through it. And then it kind of like my mind went to how I felt when I was a kid. And I was like, oh, maybe this is where it's stemming from.
I'm beautiful. But let me tell you this. Perfect in the way that you dealt with this, based on what you said. You want to go through it. You want to live with it, sleep with it, be with it, but do not run away from it. Don't try to get away from it by not being aware of it or taking food or anything to make yourself feel better or make a phone call, any of that stuff. You want to live with it, and in living with it, the Father, the truth, will take it away from those are spirits in your mind and emotions. And all your life, you've been reacting to it. And when you overreacted to it, you gave it life. And now you're dying to it by not overreacting. And that was perfect. And that feeling that you got, like, wow, I don't want to have this again, but if I do, I'm ready for it, right? More and more ready for it now. And so it's like that was a little talent that God gave you.
Yeah.
And then because it will happen, more those things will come. And it'll be a little bigger than the one you just overcame. And then, because you dealt with the little talent, little situation, your talent grew. And so now when it come again, and it will, deal with it in the same way. Be more aware now because you know it's not you. Don't overreact. Mm-hmm. Don't argue with it. Don't try to figure it out. Just watch it, and the understanding will come and make you free. And then
I already spent $50 on coloring. Like I bought all this stuff to distract myself when when it comes on. It's like, well, Jesse said just to sit through it. Now I wasted all my money on this stuff to get away from it. But your way worked better. So thank you.
And that's what most people are doing. They are running away from the very thing that would save them. Because they don't trust the truth. They trust everything but the truth. They trust outer sources. They trust coloring, as you said. They trust drinking. They trust sex. They trust a hood or a wife. And they won't be still and trust God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse. You're the best, and I appreciate you.
One last thing. God said to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. What he's telling you to present all of those things to him. Loneliness, stress, anger, judgment, thoughts and feelings, up and down feelings. He's like, just let me handle it. You can't save yourself from this. Nothing or no one can. I'll do it if you let me do it. And that's what's happening to you right now.
I almost got up and got my Bible and was like, let me just read through it. And I was like, nope, Jesse said, just sit here. Let it happen, and, you know, I just was like, okay, I'm not dying. I'm breathing. Let me just let this go.
Because the devil tell you, you know, it'd be so overwhelming, right, if you're not accustomed to going through it. Going through hell, going through the valley of the shadow of death. And the devil tell you, oh, you need to get up and read the Bible. You need to call somebody. You need to do this. And that's the devil telling you that. And because you're so accustomed to reading the Bible and all that mess, not that it's mess reading the Bible, but that's what the devil used against you. God said to be still and do nothing, but the world has taught you to do something, and that's what's keeping people back from overcoming. Amazing.
Thank you.
Stay with it.
I will.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. I sure will. Thank you, Jesse. I'll call back.
All right. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Nicolina out of Canada. Nicolina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson. And I'm from Canada, like you said, so I don't know if I say happy Memorial Day, but thank you, America.
Right on. The 51st state, Canada. is this your first
not sure
time
about
calling?
That, but no, it's not. We've talked once or twice before.
Right on.
So my original question was I doing too much by taking care of my grandmother 3 days a week? I have my own stuff going on at home. My son is turning 20 and he's being very disrespectful. And it's become kind of a strain on the household with me being gone out of the house 3 days a week.
So you have a family, right? Husband and children?
No husband.
But you
two
have
boys.
And you
two
leave
teenage boys. Yeah.
And you leave them and go and take care of your grandma?
Yeah.
And so as a result, you know, your kids are going out of control, you say?
Pretty much. Pretty much, for a lack of better words. Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, those are the words. But, yeah. And I'm fighting with both of my children. And I think the conversation that you had with the prior two people answered a lot of my questions that I already knew myself, because I shouldn't be arguing with my children, and God's not going to give me more than I can handle. I already know that. I guess my question was, like, so my grandmother, she's the only old person in my whole family that would ever be put in a home. And I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Like, we had my great-grandparents. I took care of one of my grandparents, my other grandparents, till she died. My own grandmother, who I'm taking care of, took care of her old people. They came over from Italy, all this stuff. And it just breaks my heart that I want to put my grandmother in a home and take care of my home. And I guess I kind of feel selfish about it. And yeah.
And so your question for me is what?
I think, should I feel selfish? Should I just deal with it? I think I should just deal with it and take care of my grandmother.
So let me ask, so how old are your sons?
Turning 20 and 15.
15 and 20.
And I have my 26-year-old. She was my first foster child from years ago, but she lives with me as well.
And so why are these two adults still living with you?
Well, that's what I told my son. I said if he doesn't want to follow the rules, then he could go make his own rules.
That was a question. Why are these two adults still living with you?
Because they're not taking care of themselves.
And so how will they ever learn to take care of themselves, knowing that you're going to do it for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that was a question.
I feel like my son can take care of himself, so that's why I've been making him leave the house recently. My foster daughter, I guess I just make excuses for her and feel bad for her.
Amazing. What type of person, where are your children's father?
The father is down the street. He's involved. That's where I send the older boy. But
what type of parent would leave their children and go and take care of grandma? Where's the love for your own family?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm kind of wondering if I'm being selfish or, like, because I feel like my children should be able to, like, with their father right there, he literally lives 5 minutes away. I feel like my children should be able to take themselves to school at, you know, as teenagers, young men, you know, take themselves to school for a couple days a week while I go take care of my grandmother. That's really what I feel. And
what type of mother would leave her children and go take care of grandma when they can put grandma in an old folks home or something? You're all about your own ego. Oh, it hurt my feeling not to take care of grandma. It's a false love, a false feeling. It's all ego. How are you going to get away from your own family and take care of somebody else? That doesn't even make sense. And your family is falling apart now. Your 15-year-old still needs you there. Your 20-year-old should have been prepared to be out of the house by now, at least at 18. And then you got some foster grown-up living there. What's wrong with the problem is with you?
Okay. Yeah.
It just feels good to take care of grandma because you think you love grandma and you're doing something bad. And you want to make sure none of your old folks live in a foster home. Your grandma should have taken care of herself growing up and
well,
prepared.
She did take care of everybody. That's the thing. She took care of me when I was a baby. She took care of everybody.
But because she was on an ego trip just like you are. You're on an ego trip. You got to take care of grandma. That doesn't even make sense. You have your own family. You're going to leave them behind and go take care of grandma because you just feel too bad, so bad. You don't want grandma. You're on an ego trip. You need to drop it. Your family come first.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But then if you agree, why would you leave them and go to grandma?
Because nobody else is taking care of grandma.
Yes, somebody else will. Put her in an old folks home.
I just never grew up like that. I've never had any of my old people go to the home. Every one of my old people died in their home with their family.
So you're gonna live the rest of your life in hell because that's all you know?
Well, I guess I could not accept it if I wanted to, yeah.
You could, but your ego feels much better going to grandma than it does being there for your own children. Well, not even children, child now, but the other is an adult.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have, brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a brother. Everybody, I have a million people in my family, and none of them take care of her.
And you're the only ego-driven one that would take care of grandma. A million out of one.
Apparently. Yeah.
So grandma must not have done something right, because if she had done things right, a million people, at least two more, would be willing to take care of her.
Well, yeah. And I'm making myself crazy because, my goodness. Yeah.
And you,
my own dad lives with her.
Your own father lived with grandma?
Yeah.
So why doesn't he take care of her?
He don't take care of himself. He's retarded.
The reason you're doing all this, you love the thrill of it. It makes you feel like you're right. It makes you feel like you love grandma. It makes you feel, oh, the family members are saying, look at her. She really care about grandma. She's going, all you're doing is get a thrill, ego thrill from it.
Well, I've actually told my family that enough is enough, and I put a date on when I'm not going anymore, and I've put her on, like, I made sure they, because I don't have any power of attorney, so I've like, talked to my whole family, and I made sure that they put her on the emergency list for a home. It is lined up. I guess my question, I felt bad about doing that.
And why? Who felt bad?
Me.
And who are you?
Nobody.
But so who felt bad then?
I guess, yeah, there's nothing to feel bad about, I guess.
Who felt bad then? That was the question.
I guess nobody felt bad. I didn't feel bad. I already made the decision.
And who made that decision?
Me.
Yeah, who are you?
Well, I guess the decision was made, because I'm nobody, really. I'm just here.
You don't even know that for sure. You just repeated what you heard, because if you knew that for sure, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing.
Where did I hear that from?
You heard it from me.
From you?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Listen.
Okay, that's cool.
No, go ahead.
No, that's cool. That's cool that you say that, too.
When you say you feel bad, who are you talking about then?
Yeah, I guess I'm just arguing with myself from nothing.
And who are you? Tell me who you are.
Really? I'm just everybody, like everybody else. I'm no different.
Who are you?
I don't really. Well, you've pointed out that I'm selfish, so I guess I could claim that. But yeah, no, I don't think I'm anything special.
But then, why do you act like you're special? I can't believe that you leave your own family. Because the ego with them is not as great as it is pretending you love grandma.
And I can see what you're saying, because I'm arguing with my boys.
About
like
what?
Me arguing about them not doing what I think they should do. So I can see the correlation there about what you're saying. I can see that.
You know that you don't love them, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure I do.
Pretty sure you do what?
I think I love my boys, yeah.
If you love them, how could you leave them and not be an example and guide them? And now they argue with you because you don't love them. How could you leave them if you love them?
No. I thought I was loving them. And
how did you think you were loving them? You would leave them and go to grandma. And grandma, your daddy lived with grandmama. Which is,
well, like his, I said, they do have a father.
That's his mother, right?
Yeah. And like I said, they do have a father.
How are you showing them love when you leave them? And now they're lost and they're fighting with you because they are now lost. They had no love.
Yeah, I can understand that that's not loving them by leaving them. I thought I was loving them by loving my family.
How can you love your family but not love your own children? What family are you referring to? Which family?
Well, I kind of always grew up where, like, family looks out for each other when they can.
You've been lied to.
I don't know. I thought, like, we take care of the young people and the old people.
You've been lied to.
Take care of themselves.
You've been lied to. You need to, because of time, you need to start working on yourself. You need to forgive your mother and your father. Do the silent prayer so you can overcome this fallen state that you're in. You have no love, not even for your sons, your kids, or this adopted woman that's living with you now. It's all about you. And you're never going to be happy as long as it's about you. When you disappear, then you have perfect peace.
All right. I will pray about that.
Pray about what?
What you had told me.
Do you see you need to forgive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So why do you need to pray about that?
No, I don't need to pray about, no. I don't need to pray about whether or not I need to forgive, no.
And what do you need to pray? Why do you say you're going to pray about it?
okay, yeah.
No, I asked why you say you're going to pray about it.
Well, I just like to pray about things.
Pray about what?
Everything, mostly.
You don't even know what to pray about, so how can you pray?
Well, usually I pray for wisdom and strength and to do, like, for me to not stay on my own track and my own thinking.
You don't know what to pray about. Why do you? Right, you don't know what to ask for. You don't know what you want. And the prayers that you've been doing all your life have never been answered. Why do you keep doing the same thing?
I'm pretty sure my prayers have been answered.
No, they haven't. You're still miserable. Why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have.
You went and forgave your mother?
Yeah, I had a conversation with her.
What did you say to her?
I told her that I just basically told her I forgive her. I didn't, like, tell her bad things about herself or anything. I told her that, you know, I don't hold any ill will towards her. I wish her well.
Here's what I recommend. Because of time, do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother and father. Work on you so you can be able to see clearly what to do. All right?
All righty. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I got to take a break. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
They tell me how it should feel. Till I live it, it's ideal. Time flies by, only alone. Now just photos on my phone.
Okay, folks, welcome back. We're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. Quick announcement. I do personal shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, congratulations. Whatever the shout, encouragements, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to check out our merch. We really have amazing merch. Really amazing stuff. We have the Punchy's Coffee. Good. I have my own coffee now. Did you imagine that? Punchy's Coffee. And mugs and t-shirts, hats, and all kind of amazing stuff. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. rebuildingaman.com/stores. rebuildingaman.com/stores. So you see all of it up there. We didn't cure right now, but it's there. And the Punch's Coffee is there too. And don't forget to support us on social media. This stuff they make me say, because I forget to say. rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, Pilled, P-I-L-L-E-D, .net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, and all that kind of stuff. Do they still ring the bell?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's what the coffee looked like. Right, there you go. Joel Friday is sitting in for us today, the board op. And so he's learning how to do all this stuff, or remembering how to do it. Punchy, go to jesseleepeterson.shop. All right. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Charles, how you?
All is well, Jesse. Just called to say hello and wish you a belated happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I am older than dirt. And I'm 1 year younger.
Yeah.
I'm 1 year younger than Israel. So I'm almost as old as a country. Hello,
Jesse.
What's wrong with your phone?
Yeah.
Hold on, Charles. Derek, see what's going on with his phone. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Orlando on Cash App, happy birthday. Enjoy all them birthday stabs, he says.
Thank you, buddy. This week I got 254 billion, 539 trillion, 850,000 plus 4 billion, trillion, 39 million stabs this week. And then one more. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony says, what to do with burnout, tiredness? Surrender?
Burnout, I don't know what it means.
When you're tired?
Like, because you work so hard?
I guess.
Your body needs rest. So I would suggest you rest. In all things, do it in moderation. All right? Do it in moderation. I don't know what you mean exactly, but moderation is the way to go. Amazing. Thank you.
Oshkosh, happy birthday, JLP. And by the way, I prefer understanding.
Nice. Last week, biblical question, which you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. It's amazing to me that there are people who really believe that anger is good. Woe unto the man or woman who call evil good and good evil. It's mind-blowing that people have accepted evil as natural. But that's where it is. Amazing. Thank you.
And on Cash App, Travis says, happy B-Day, Jesse. Party. Smiley emoji.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Driving with Dave. Welcome. New JLP show member over on YouTube.
Right on. Thank you, Dave.
Starved baby. Have a great birthday, holiday weekend, JLP, with many more to come, God willing. Christian Cross.
That's right. Thank you. This past weekend was amazing. Celebrating my birthday. It was more than I could have ever imagined, asked for, or thought of, or anything. So thank you.
Elijah with a diamond. Happy birthday, Jesse. I pray you have many more.
Thank you. I do too. Thank you.
Greenwald with a diamond. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing. Greenwald.
And it has various emojis.
Thank you.
Army Ann with a diamond. Happy born day, Uncle JLP. Stay amazing.
I appreciate that, and I will. Thank you. Amazing.
Gregatron says, amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Gregatron.
Thank you.
Overcoming Ryan, five coffees. Happy birthday, JLP. Wish you well. Work is picking up, so I may be able to send my support more often.
I appreciate that, and thank you all for supporting us, helping us to help others. And those who have not done it, I suggest that you do it. Help us to help others. It pays off for you as well. Thank you.
Thank you kindly. And on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Javon Jones, five coffees. Happy birthday, Jesse. More peace and blessings to you and your entire cast. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. And thank you for your support, helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Javon. Lynn, over on X Live, I love my alone life now. It's awesome. Jesse's work works.
Do I wish this? Maybe I wish it. But for communication's sake, I wish you were able to be alone. Just be alone. Without anyone around. Without a telephone. Being on the telephone. Without going along with feeling lonely and running away from it. Without... Just be alone. If you endure that, it will be amazing what's on the other side, and you're not going to believe that you were never able to be alone and be at perfect peace. You've been lied to. You've been truly lied to. You cannot live. You will not live in the way that you're going. You got to let it all go. You need a clear mind about everything. And then you can live. And every human being, if you want to be free, you got to do this. You must forgive. You must see that this anger that you have is evil. And then evil separate you from God. No matter how many Bible you quote, read, or get married or not get married, have children, not have children, whatever, have money, not have money, whatever. You're miserable. And you're never going to be until you're able to let it all go. And not you letting it go, but letting go and letting the spirit of truth cause you to overcome it. You cannot love the world and love truth. It ain't going to work that way. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty, happy birthday, Jesse. Still looking young and sharp. Many blessings to you. Much love.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Black don't crack. Crack, crack, but not black crack. Amazing. Thank you.
Stefan, happy birthday.
Thank you, Stefan.
Jim and Steph in Alaska, now members on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Right
on. Bought 5 coffees on top of that, saying happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mazga, would you rather have anger or understanding? You can't have both. This helped me with my 10-year-old son today. It made a lot of sense to him. Thanks, Jesse, and happy B-Day.
I appreciate that. Just imagine parents think that they can raise children with anger. Think about that. Parents think that they can raise children with anger. And all you're doing is putting up on your children what was put on you by your parents. And it didn't work with you. It didn't work with your parents and anger and you. And yet you do the same thing to your children. And it makes sense to be angry, right? Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Shout out to Thursday's top contributors on the DLive crew, Eli Ja, Games for Rec, Armian, Greenwall, and the rest of the supporters, including Cha Money. Thank you, guys, as always.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
One iota, a very generous 10 coffees. Happy birthday, Jesse. Thank you for being the spark of light for me and so many others. We love you.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Lori, 5 coffees. Nice birthday show. I like when you said people think the devil roams around outside of us looking to devour. Every time I heard that verse, the devil gives me a picture of a lion roaming around the earth outside of me. In reality, he's the picture inside my mind trying to make me look outside. Well wishes. Thanks.
Thank you. That is such a deep, profound point. People think the devil is roaming the earth on the outside of there. And so I thought that, too, for a long time, because the church said the devil roamed the earth seeing who he can devour, right? And automatically, the devil told me he mean outside. And so I've been looking for the devil out there for a year. Yes! I didn't know the devil was in me. I'm like, what the? The devil means the spirit of anger, hatred, judgment, fear, anxiety, worry, and all that is inside of you. That's the devil. Angry people are the devil. People who cannot see are the devil. So the devil works in you and then outside of you, but in others. He's not just out there. He's in you. That's a very good point. Thank you.
Free your mind, 3 coffees. Happy birthday, Mr. Peterson. Been struggling with this question. How do I seek the kingdom of God first, along with nothing else? And how do I love God with all my heart, soul, and might without using my intellect to seek God? P.S. Come visit New Zealand. It's amazing. Black hands, thanks emoji.
Amazing. I'm on my way to New Zealand. You love God by looking within. You seek God by looking within, and don't worry about loving him. You can't love God. You seek him, and then the truth, which is love, will cause you to love him. And loving God is nothing like you can imagine. You can't imagine love. So just seek the kingdom by being aware of what's going on in you and stop calling it you, and the kingdom will appear, all right? You don't have to do anything. You just need to be aware. And you be aware about watching what's going on inside of you. And don't compensate with it. Don't call it you. Don't run from it. Don't deny it. Just watch it. Go about your life, making your food, and live with it. Amazing. I wish you well. And I'm on my way to New Zealand. Thank you.
Very nice. Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Azarone, 5 coffees.
Don't converse with it.
Thank you. Converse, not
compensate. Not compensate.
Yeah. Azarone, pardon me if I'm butchering your name. I think I am. 5 coffees. Happy birthday, Jesse. God speaks through you to me. I love you, man. Keep on praising the Lord.
Thank you. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. All right. Just stay with it. And don't worry about if it's working or not. You stay with it, no matter what. Really, I'm telling you as a witness, stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny. All right, Jesse and the lads. Do either of you know what race Adam and Eve were?
White.
I don't know.
He had to be Jewish, right?
No, Jewish. The Jews came out of Adam and Eve, not to Adam and Eve.
But if the Jews came out of Adam and Eve, did the Jews come from God?
Yeah.
And wasn't God a Jew?
Yes. We'll just go with yes.
So why would Adam and Eve be Jew?
Rick from Hampton believes they were mixed race.
What?
Rick from Hampton, Virginia, believes that Adam and Eve were mixed race.
But who would they be mixed with if everybody's Jews around you?
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. Joel said he was Asian.
Nice. Indeed. Probably. Someone bought a coffee. Jesse, the BQ question made me realize the black man 80-plus years ago chose to understand the white man. Now they choose anger. Look at them now.
You know, so interesting about anger, then I got to get some other stuff here. What's so interesting about anger? It made everybody think the same way, act the same way, treat each other the same way. And I was thinking about how the blacks, reflecting, how the blacks, not all, but most hate the white people. And they were saying the white people holding them back. White people control everything. They control even you getting a job and everything. And that the black people perverted because the white people made them perverted. And the white people messed up America and everything. And then I noticed that, so that's coming out of anger. Not true, but that's come from the anger. And then I noticed that as I pay attention to the white people who hate the Jews, they are saying the exact same thing. Everything I just said, the blacks say about the whites, angry blacks are saying about the whites, the same identical thing that the angry whites are saying about the Jews. Wouldn't that make you pause? Wouldn't that make you pause? When in reality, there's not one human being on earth that is stopping you from anything. Really. That doesn't mean there are evil people that will not try to stop you in a physical way or even in a spiritual way, to be honest. But they can't do it if you didn't let them. You let them by believing that they can, and you start to blame them, and that's when you lose. What a mess! But thank you.
George, very generous Cash App for Bond. Thank you, George.
Thank you, George. Amazing.
Seeker bought a coffee. Everybody lay off Joel. He just wants it to be fair.
Why hate have to read it like that?
I know.
Some inflection there.
I mean, he just wants it to be fair.
I'm too late now.
I know. I'm already even more beta.
Right.
Thank you, Seeker. Very memorable coffee. Pastor Chatelet on pill. 111 gold pills. It's Black Friday, friends. We go in Coonan.
Thank you. There is a coon.
111 gold pills from Mr. Zoe.
My producer.
As well.
What?
Mr. Zoe and Pastor Shiley both gifted 111 gold pills.
Thank you.
Pilled.
Amazing. Let me do this, Hank, because of time. We'll come back to that.
Read them later,
you.
Guys.
Amazing.
Trudging through.
Nice. Yes. Folks, you got to pray for the blacks. Not all, but more. Pray me, wish them well. They have nothing good to offer. They have nothing good to celebrate. They have nothing good because they're lost. They're angry at their mothers, and they don't know it, and grandmother, and they're yearning for their father. And as a result, they cannot see. And so they are celebrating evil and calling it good. This is absolutely mind-blowing to me. Really, it's just mind-blowing. It wasn't always this way. I promise you it was not this way when I was growing up. This happened, came about as a result of the civil rights movement. And maybe other things that blacks been taught. It had nothing to do with slavery. It has nothing to do with white people. It has nothing to do with anything. But these people gave themselves up over to evil people, the civil rights movement. And the NAACP and the Congressional Black Caucus and all those other things. I want you to, when I saw this story, I wasn't surprised, but it's amazing. It's pure evil. BBC has reported, Americans across the country remember George Floyd 5 years after he was killed by police. This story called it Killed by Police. I don't. Killed by Police was a special gathering in the city where he grew up and the one where he died. On Sunday, Floyd's family gathered in their hometown of Houston near Floyd's gravesite for a service led by Al Sharpton. Think about that. Al Sharpton. While Minneapolis held several commemorations. Watch this from CBS, Texas.
Today, we take some time to reflect on a moment that changed this country. And it wasn't that long ago. Now, 5 years ago, George Floyd was murdered by a Minneapolis police officer. And this weekend, the city of Minneapolis is holding what they call a Rise and Remember Festival, along with several other events in and around the memorial George Floyd Square. Officials and faith leaders there are reflecting on the death that sparked nationwide protests and calls for social justice. Floyd's family here in Texas say that the memory is also still motivating them to fight for police reform, and they say it takes everyone to get it right.
Police reform, we shouldn't even have to talk about a lot of different things. The officers, they have to do, these cops, is just do the things that you're supposed to do. But not only the cops, the people, do what you're supposed to do. Let's not give these people no reason to hurt us, because at the end of the day, they're human just like us.
These people can care 2 cents in a holler for George Floyd. It's about the thrill. It has and money, if they still get money. It has nothing to do with George Floyd. At all. Zero. 5 years now. Page two of George Floyd autopsy report states he had no life-threatening physical injury and tested positive for fentanyl. Look at that image. Fentanyl! And 5 years later, these people are celebrating George Floyd. And you turn your country over to these people. Follow the money trail, see what's going on there. Whomever putting this thing on. It's not about George. And you turn your country, America, over to these people. Back in a moment. Oh, this hour's up. I gotta take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
Derek Chauvin and three other former Minneapolis.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world, including the attack on America. It's a big mess. Rest in peace to Duck Dynasty stars Phil Robertson. Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson gone at 79 years old. The tender age of 79, gone too soon. That's not very old. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's back early in December. Several months ago, Billy Joel canceled his tour after being diagnosed with a brain disorder. Billy Joel, 80s pop writer, pop songwriter extraordinaire. Maybe you could call it rock. And it's crazy. The penny costs 4 cents to make. So we're not making them right now, I think, right? And there's a big mess going on in the so-called economy. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Monday, May 26th, AD 2025. JLP, we'll be right back to your calls, and we'll also get to your super chats. And if not today, then over the coming days, we have many, many to get to. Appreciate them kindly, guys. It is fake news, not fake news. There is one line open. You can call in even right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. It is Memorial Day. And it is Female Monday. No commie nonsense today. No commie nonsense. A little bit of info from the far left AP, Enemies of America. They said that Israelis used human shields in Gaza and that it was systematic, according to soldiers and former detainees talking to the far left Associated Press. Several, they say, at least a few, Palestinians and soldiers told the AP that Israeli troops are, or at least were, systematically forcing Palestinians to act, maybe last summer, as human shields in Gaza. You heard that Hamas uses human shields. So why can't the Israelis do it too, maybe, huh? Sending them into buildings and tunnels to check for explosives or militants. The AP spoke with seven Palestinians who described being used as shields in Gaza and the occupied West Bank, so-called, and with two members of Israel's military who say that they engaged in that practice, which is prohibited by international law. And Israel themselves said they don't support using civilians and forcing them to go ahead of them. So I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. And also, rest in peace to beautiful Phil Robertson. You heard of Phil Robertson? He was on The Fallen State with Jesse Lee Peterson. He is now dead at 79 years old. His body, anyway. Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson, according to far-left OK magazine, has died at 79 years old. So reported his family, so confirmed his family on Sunday, May 25th, yesterday. His daughter-in-law, Corey, K-O-R-I-E, Robertson, went to Facebook and IG, Instagram, to share the sad news. We celebrate today that our father, husband, and grandfather, Phil Robertson, is now with the Lord. He reminded us the words of Paul, "You do not grieve like those who have no hope, for we believe that Jesus died and rose again. So we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." Make sure you check out I think it's like a 25-minute episode, short and sweet. JLP talked with Phil Robertson in, I believe, somewhere around March of 2017. Great conversation. Check that out. And you can see a little clip of that on JLP Talk on X, as well as Jesse Lee Peterson in The Fallen State TV on Instagram. A little segment where Phil said he told Trump that he's a sinner, and Trump is like, "Oh, I know that he has sinned, you know?" And so it was a nice little conversation. Said Trump has a real good heart. Very cool. And Jace Robertson had shared way back in, I don't know, maybe December-ish, in a podcast, To tell you the truth, it hasn't been good. Regarding Phil Robertson's health, back in December of 2024, he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. So he had been on the major decline in those last several months. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family, excuse me, by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. No biblical question today. Hopefully tomorrow, maybe by tomorrow. You can podcast all the shows, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP. buymeacoffee.com/JLP or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And today is Memorial Day. The office is closed today. JLP Talk. Oh, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. All right? I keep getting it wrong. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. It's Monday. I take all the ladies' call first on Mondays, but we deal with all calls. And today is Monday, and it's also Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Hank, I want to ask you something really fast. Derek, did you send that to me? Oh, yeah, I got it. Joel, I want to go down to clip 2622 in a minute here. Derek just sent it to you. I want to know from Hank and from y'all. I just saw this right now. My producer just gave it to me during the break there. And it looked like, I don't know. I'm saying I don't know. It appears that the French president was slapped by his wife. It looked like that. I don't know if that. So I want to see what Hate see. Maybe Joel see. And y'all, what do y'all think about this? This is from Economic Times. Shocking new footage is going viral on social media that shows the moment Emmanuel Macron's wife appeared to slap him on an official tour. Watch this from X.
Coming down the plane. What a mess.
They were coming down the plane, getting off the plane. For those who weren't able to see it but heard it, explain what was happening.
Okay, so we witnessed the door, the plane, airplane door opening. And as it opened, you saw Emmanuel Macron facing one direction. But he was like, we only saw part of him. And then we saw a hand pushed on his face. And it pushed him into the... Full view.
Smacked him, not just push.
It was like a shove.
Yeah,
with one arm, and that was not a gentle. Oh, no, you need to get going. That was in your face shove, maybe a smack, shove in your face assault like a woman might do.
And look like his face was red right here on the side. You notice that?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it looked like it was like red whatever she was doing.
And then his older wife.
And she's older than him, huh?
Much older.
She's so skinny.
She's like 25 years older than him.
She's like bones. She had no meat.
I think he was 15 years old, and she was like maybe in her 35 or something like that.
Wow.
She was his teacher, and then he got with her. But, he started to come down the stairs, and she got behind him and came down the stairs. And I noticed that they didn't go arm in arm. Or anything like that.
Right. Let me see the image of the French and his wife after this happened. You had that, Joel?
Yeah, I
believe it. Amazing.
That's him?
Yeah.
And his hand is in a fist, and he looks mad. That's the manliest I've ever seen him.
Yeah, he looked like a different person.
Yeah. His wife is all like done up old lady.
Yeah, does it look like a slap to you or what?
It definitely looked like she was sick or they were going through a little something. And he tried to play it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried to play it off, but it didn't really look... too well. It was almost like a movie. He tried to like cover it up with like a hello, not make it obvious. But yeah, it was obvious.
Amazing.
All these betas.
Man, I've never seen men be this weak before. It's just mind blowing to me. Everything is different now.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I mentioned at our fellowship. I remember a time when going to the gym was amazing, fun. People shared the weights, and they would help you. What do you call that? When you lifted the weight, they would stand back.
They would spot you.
They would spot you. If they were going to be on the weight for a while, they'd say, hey, you can work in. That's all changed. Now they get on the weight. They sit there. They do a set, and instead of getting off, they get on the phone. And if you dare say, hey, how long are you going to be? They want to fight. Everything's changed now. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Remember that black guy, Camilo?
Carmelo
Anthony?
Yeah.
The black guy that was accused of stabbing a white guy. At
a track meet.
Who carry a knife to a track meet? all my life. I ain't never seen nobody carry a knife. Track meets are fun, folks. Really. But apparently this guy, according to the report, he had a knife. He black. He had a knife. Well, Fox 4 is reporting Carmilla Anthony, 18, is charged with first-degree murder in the stabbing of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf. And so there, those are the pictures. Metcalf is the white guy. The one with the hair, the black, the eye, is the one that's been accused of stabbing this guy and killing him, according to a report. And this guy had a twin brother, the white guy. And the twin brother died in his arms. Y'all still want to live with the blacks? Okay. Can we say South Africa? A genocide is happening on the whites right here in America. Now the guy has been charged with first-degree murder. Capital B News is reporting that if indicted and later convicted, Anthony could face a mandatory of life sentence though as a 17-year-old, he would be eligible for parole after 40 years under Texas law. Here's another image of them. The bad guy who was accused of the stabbing.
That was the same one.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing, huh? And y'all still think anger is good, right? You still think anger is good. And you think that's bad. And it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better in the world out there. But your world can be fine. If you want it to be. But you got to overcome the world. Overcoming the world is inside of you. You got to overcome the world inside of you. Remember black queens? Black queens. And then black excellence is all one. Black queen, black excellence. They call good evil and evil good. Fox 4 reported a $5,000 reward is being offered to the woman behind the wheel of a car that caused a fatal accident while street racing in South Dallas. Watch this from Fox 4.
We are in South Dallas on 2nd Avenue at Garden Lane. This is Detective Sammy Shaw, Dallas Police Vehicular Crimes Unit. And Detective, if you would, sir, tell me what happened here on...
On May the 11th, on Mother's Day, at about 7:40 in the evening, Mr. Medina was driving his Nissan Frontier.
That's Jose Medina. He was going home from work?
Yes, coming home from work.
What happened, sir?
You have a Ford Fusion heading northbound, 5,000 block of 2nd Avenue, racing a black 2006 Cadillac. They collided with each other, and the Ford Fusion went into the southbound lanes, and that's where Mr. Medina hit head-on with the Ford Fusion, and he died from the accident.
Now, you have the driver of that Ford Fusion, Khadijah Jackson. Yes. She's in jail.
Yes, Khadijah Jackson, she's in jail. She was charged with 6 felony offenses. The black Cadillac continued driving north and turn left on Goldspear, and you see all the occupants in the vehicle get out and run back towards the scene, we believe.
But they don't stop to try to help.
Correct.
Black excellent, black queens on the run. Black queens on the run. Black excellence. Can we say South Africa? The genocide that's outwardly happening by the government to black white people in Africa, South Africa, is happening here. It's growing in the same way. It's being ignored, but the same thing is happening. Did you hear about this pregnant woman in the workplace? I told you pregnant women need to be at home with their husband having the babies at home. I see pregnant women now, news reporters and all that kind of stuff. They look like fat cows. A pregnant cow on TV. Remember when it used to be embarrassing for a woman to walk the street pregnant? And so what they decided to do is make pregnant outfits, and they were fit where it didn't really look like she was pregnant. And you would never see a pregnant woman on TV. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Well, this pregnant woman, not only on TV, but according to the Riff Report, while being pregnant, during the report, her bag bust open. You know, the women had like a water bag, and then the baby come bursting through. According to the Riff Report, the water bag broke. Wow, give it a report. Yes, this is gross. So watch out for the children. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. ABC 7, local news co-anchor Olivia Jaquit or something, went ahead with a 3-hour morning newscast even after her labral contraction began. And her water bag broke. Gross! Water bag broke, keeping views updated about the coming birth of her first baby. Watch this from ABC 7.
We do have some breaking news this morning. Literally.
Yes.
Olivia's water has broke.
That's right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor. Our other top story this morning,
Olivia's water
in early labor.
Yeah, Olivia's water broke, and she's still here. She's been doing the entire show. This is her decision to do this.
I'd rather be at work than at the hospital. So.
Something you'll never hear come out of my mouth. Oh, yay, Olivia.
I'll do my best.
High five,
which means
whole
maybe
show. Look at that.
See
three and
tomorrow?
A half, 3 hours of news.
That's right.
In contractions. I think that's a first for CBS 6.
All right, well, hopefully I don't see you tomorrow, but make sure you join Julia.
What an ego. Think about that. This woman sitting up there peeing on herself.
That's shameful.
That's evil. That's gross. That's gross. That's nasty. She's sitting up there peeing running out because the water bag is pee, right? Is that pee coming out?
It's something that ain't supposed to.
She's sitting up there on the news while fluid running out of her body. All down on the floor. What do you think about that, Hate?
I'm feeling queasy again.
What do you think about that, Joel?
That's embarrassing, though. But it almost feels like that women in the workforce, maybe she feels proud that she's sticking it through and being strong
all
and
ego.
Tough. And in all reality, it's just kind of gross that she's there at the building on the news. And she's probably, all the floor is all soaked with bodily fluids. So it's not a good look.
She's going to be, and now the other women going to call her a hero. And now you're going to see more women sitting up there peeing down on the floor.
I think I need to get Hake on the camera.
And the baby about to drop out. Hake about to faint. Don't faint, Hake. And my producer, now the coworker has to waste time helping her to her car. Cleaning the water up, and et cetera. This woman's sitting on TV and the water bust. And she's just sitting there. How would you like to be married to that one?
I'm glad I have male coworkers.
I'm telling you. What do you say about that? I don't know what to say, Joel.
And they're proud. They're all proud up there on the
chairs. High five. And she looked just as silly sitting up there doing that. That woman literally said, according to the report, she's sitting up there pregnant and the water bag broke. Oh, but she's doing the show for the whole 3 hours.
Don't that mean the baby, how does it work? Don't that mean the baby about to come? Don't you need to go to the hospital?
Absolutely.
That's the first time I heard the term early labor or something like that. Early stage?
Yeah.
Something.
What happened is the bag break. And then you're supposed to run to the hospital?
Yeah.
Unless you have it in the ambulance while you're on your way, You go to the hospital, and then the doctor help bring it all the way out.
Yeah. She said she'd rather be at work, but I bet the baby don't rather be at work.
I feel sorry for that baby then. Because as soon as that baby pop out, that baby gone.
I've also never heard it called a water bag.
What did you thought it would call?
People just call it water. And who ever heard of water breaking? But that's what they call it. My water broke, say the ladies.
I've heard that before.
But I've never heard water bag.
What do you think about those black women, according to that report, causing another man to die? They're up there running.
Yeah, I was confused. Yeah, it said that they ran towards the scene.
Right, but not to help.
Right.
They didn't know which way to go, it seemed.
Yeah. What a mess.
What's wrong with your people?
That's your people.
Oh, yeah, you don't even know your own culture.
Indeed. A sack? Maybe it's a sack. Water sack? S-A-C. Sack.
Yeah, same thing.
Nice.
It's holding a bunch of funky fluid.
I disavow.
What?
That's so crazy because she's supposed to, because in the movie they rush to the hospital, right? And she's just staying there smiling. It was just weird to see.
And the man go crazy when a woman bad birth. He don't know what to do. He faint. He faint like a beta.
I'm what? Fainting just thinking about it.
I see it. Poor hate. The black women, excellent.
That was a white pregnant woman, by the way.
Killing it is she white? I thought she was Mexican.
Oh, yeah. We'll call her Mexican. We'll go with that. She looked white to me.
She may have been white. I don't know.
Maybe white Hispanic.
I don't know if she's Mexican. I don't know what race. What a mess.
Amniotic sac, says John Gray.
Yeah, that's the medical term for it. Amniotic sac. Do y'all realize that woman's sitting there, according to the report, bag bust, and now the baby starts sliding down? She probably let that baby fall on that floor, and she'll keep working. Her ego won't let her go home. She's on a thrill with that, like nothing going on. You're
proud. That's what it is, just proud.
Uh-huh. All for the thrill of it. She on TV. She's sitting there, her legs all wet. Underwear is wet, and she's sitting in the wet. What?
What do you mean wet?
Well, the floor has to be all soaked too.
Everything
right?
Wet. She's sitting in the wet, and there's some.
Maybe
she literally sitting in the wet. If it's true, the bag broke. That means that everything wet. It's all running down her legs. Oh, but she's doing the news. Strong woman. And the other lady giving her the five, high five. It's just that woman, if you don't get up all your butt and get out of here, go have that baby. You sitting in the water. And that water with the bus oil is flood all over everything.
Okay, so that means the other news anchor, her feet were all flooded with this.
Yeah, it gushed out like a dam. A broken dam. And she's sitting up there. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Phyllis, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Phyllis, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Phyllis.
Yes. How you doing?
Amazing.
I know you are.
Look,
I just got a question. I'm great. I really am because I've been listening to you, trying to figure out some things. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to ask you one thing that I had heard you say now. Nobody else. You said when you was conceived, you and your mother and your father got together and they stood up when they had sex. So when your mother did get impregnated, you said that your father said, there's no way we were standing up. Although you know your father's child. But you told me to forgive my mother because what the father did. And I don't understand. Why would I have to forgive my mother that did everything that she's supposed to do? To trade over to forgive my father who you said left you when your mother told you. She didn't take you away from your father. Your father turned around and said, hey, that can't be. I was standing up. You can't be mine. When your mother told you this, but you turned around to your mother and told her she ain't worthy for what your father did. And I don't understand. Why would I forgive my mother for what my father did? I don't get it. And I just want you to explain that to me, please, sir.
Well, what happened was in the good old days where boys were boys and men were men, in Alabama, they thought that if you had sex standing, that you couldn't make a baby.
It don't right. make no difference.
And
but
so,
your father lied, though, right? Because you are conceived. So why would that be your mother's fault that you got to make everybody forgive their mother? Now, this is the world you're trying to tell this to. And you want to make everybody forgive their mother for what your father did. I don't understand. I'm willing to get sacrificed any way you want to take me. But it got to be the truth, and the truth got to come from the Bible and not from no theory or what no man say. Talk to me.
And so they were standing, according to what they said, they were standing, and my father told me this, by the way, not my mother. And
well, whoever and told so, you pronounced that over the air to everybody. You said because your father said it was wrong that she couldn't have impregnated your mother, stand it up.
And so
listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you're saying.
And so
it come out to be, hold up, you are your father's son.
And so,
then you turn around and blame your mother because she told you it's your father's son. And then everybody got to say, oh, forgive the mama. Mama's the one took care of your ass. I don't understand.
And so
I'm lost.
And so in those days, they thought that you couldn't make a baby standing. So when
it
my
doesn't
father,
matter. He was
my
wrong.
Father,
but what you don't understand,
father,
what you got to say, he was wrong.
And so,
listen,
and
but
so
he
my,
was wrong.
Okay.
You are your father's son, right? Are you another man's child?
And so when my mother told my father
are
that
you... Are you another man's child?
Really? Hold on, Philly. And so when my father told my mother, when my mother told my father that she was pregnant, he like, no, you can't make no baby standing. And my mother
that was
got...
The father said.
And my mother got angry at my father about that. And so when she got angry at him, she didn't want anything to do with him. And
what
so,
do you expect? Listen, hold up. Okay, now you're telling it yourself. She don't understand why this man is convicting her for no reason. She, your mother don't understand. Why would you do this to me when I'm telling you I ain't been with nobody else? I'm telling you, you are the father. And then he turned around and convict your mother. And then you take his side like she did something wrong. You are so wrong, sir. I swear
and
to God.
And
you're
so
going to go to hell in a handbasket, as the old people say it. You're going to go to hell in a handbasket.
And so,
let's leave that part alone. No, let's get
so,
to the black people that you talk to
now. Hold on a minute.
Nope,
hold on
nope,
a minute.
Nope.
Phyllis, I'll let you talk. Hold
oh,
on.
No.
Phyllis.
Let's do this.
Phyllis, let me. Phyllis.
Phyllis. Let's work this.
Phyllis, either you shut the hell up or I'll hang up on you.
Yeah, now you want to shut the hell up because you want to don't
on.
Want everybody to know the truth.
Hold
you
on.
You don't want nobody to know the truth.
Hold
go
on,
ahead
Phyllis.
With your bad ass self. Go ahead.
Phyllis, hold on.
Let you call yourself.
Let's clear up one thing at a time, okay?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, now you over talk. I gotta take a break, but
listen,
do not, Phyllis.
Don't
hang up. Don't hang up,
Phyllis.
Phyllis.
No.
Phyllis.
No, I ain't
Phyllis.
Hanging up. Explain
yeah, hold
yourself.
On. Okay, hold on. Will you hold on?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Explain.
I got to take a break. Treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up right after my show at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. The guy with the good hair on fire, he's not afraid of the blacks. James Hake at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. And then at 11, Joel Friday TV. Amazing. I think today is Grace and Mercy. Is today Grace and Mercy Day? Yep. Grace and Mercy Day today. You get both, two for the price of one. And then no Anchor Baby show today. The Anchor Baby is out, not feeling well. So no American Anchor Baby, all right? And then at 2 p.m., Punchy.tv on YouTube there. Punchy TV, watch this.
This one is about women falling in love with the idea that she has about the man rather than the man himself.
I mean, it seems like I don't know anybody who doesn't come together like that.
Do you think that it's possible that there can be something different?
God involved. Do you think there's possible that a color you've never seen exists? Possibility of what?
God involved.
Involved in what?
For the relationship, for the marriage.
No, he didn't send you any of them.
I don't know if he concerns himself with relationships and marriages and stuff like that. Who you get with or don't.
But see, that's the thing is that I like to believe that you can know.
You'd have to prove it.
Ooh. Fight, fight, fight. Today at 2 p.m., Punchy TV. Punchy.tv there on YouTube. You can become a member of Punchy TV as well on YouTube there. All right. I appreciate the support and check out the merch and everything. And don't blame me for punching. Just Joel's baby. Joel running Punchy TV. Amazing. Thank you, Joel. Let me go quickly back to Phyllis. I'm going to try to get as many calls and super chats as possible here. Hey, Phyllis.
Explain to me how it's your mother's fault. We don't want to talk
so
about it.
So when you,
we're gonna go from
Phyllis,
one, two, to three.
Will you be quiet and let me explain it to you?
Okay, come on with it.
So shut
I
up.
I don't want to hear what you got to say.
Phyllis,
you
shut up.
Your
Phyllis.
Father left your mother.
Phyllis, go shut up.
This one is about women falling in love.
Okay. So as I said, in those days, we didn't think that you could get pregnant, make a woman pregnant, have a sex. When you're standing. So they did. My father made my mother pregnant. And my mother told my father, he like, you can't make no baby pregnant. You can't make no baby standing. We were standing. And she got mad at him for that. And after that point, she wanted nothing else to do with him. So she married my stepfather because during those days, it was an embarrassment for black women to have children out of wedlock.
That's right.
And so she got married my stepfather so that I would not be a bastard child. I would not be born out of wedlock. But the problem was, Phyllis, She hated my father for that, so she tried to keep me away from my father. And as a result of that, I resented her because in my body, I yearned for my father. I didn't care what happened with them. I wanted my dad. And she tried to keep me away from him, and I became angry at her and because she was trying to keep me away from my father. And as a kid, I wanted my father. It's evil when mothers keep children away from their father. So I, as I got older, I finally understood and I forgave her for that.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But guess what?
No, look, but let's see what it makes sense for.
Hold on.
No, look, no, no. Let's say
we're hear you, Maze. But you don't want nobody to hear the truth.
Oh, God, not Maze, but feeling.
You don't want nobody to hear the truth.
We'll deal with that. So that makes sense, right?
Listen.
Does that make sense
to you? It makes sense to you.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Listen, but you don't want to hear nobody else understanding because they lost.
Okay, go ahead, Phyllis. Go ahead.
Listen, I don't understand how the world with you. You're going to say because you blame your mother because she was hurt because your father turned on her. But that's all your mother.
I just explained to you what happened.
Your father turned on her. And I don't understand. Now, so, I want to go to my mama because my daddy turned on my mama and tell her to forgive me. And you think I understand that?
Have you forgiven your mother?
I ain't got no reason to because she was 100% of a mother. I don't have no reason to forgive my mother because she ain't did nothing wrong.
Was she perfect?
I'll tell you what you told everybody what the Bible said. The Bible said God first, man second, woman next, children come under the mother. Mother's supposed to take care of their children. But so if you got any complaint about what mama did, take it up with God.
But Phyllis, the father's supposed to stand between the mother and the children so that the mother doesn't turn the children away from him.
No mother did it.
Yeah,
only thing you're trying mothers, to make everybody believe, Pastor,
Phyllis,
is because your mother, you married somebody else because your daddy told you that you wasn't his.
My dad never disowned me to me. That only happened when she first told him she was pregnant. Did you know that you could not make a baby standing?
And he lied.
I said, did you know that? Phyllis, did you know that?
She couldn't make a baby standing.
Did you know, Phyllis?
That you ought to know that today.
Phyllis.
That you can make a baby standing.
Phyllis, did you?
A woman sit on a man every damn day having sex. You can make a baby.
Phyllis, did you? Phyllis, you got to stop yelling. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. Did you know that at one time in your life, did you think that you could not make a baby stand and have a sex?
No.
You never knew?
I'm a woman.
Oh.
I'm fertile. I ain't never thought.
And so was your
now
mother,
what you got,
Phyllis, was your mother perfect?
No, ain't nobody perfect in the God.
What,
God.
Was your
but
mother,
child, was your mother is perfect.
Phyllis, was your mother perfect?
Not in the eyesight of God.
And was your mother perfect?
Not in the eyesight of God.
How about in your eyesight?
In my eyesight, as a child and a mother, she was very perfect.
As an adult, you still see your mother perfect?
My mother did what God said.
And as an adult, do you still see your mother as perfect?
She took us to church. She made us know who God is. And I got a question on that.
You don't know who God is.
Phyllis, why in the world would you read the Bible? And
Phyllis,
I don't understand. Your lessons come from the Bible.
Phyllis, was your mother perfect?
Ain't no man perfect.
How about your mother?
What part don't you understand?
You're talking about women.
Ain't
How about
no
your mother?
Man perfect.
How about women?
A woman, man, no person, woman or man is perfect but Jesus Christ.
So have you forgiven your mother? Perfect. Have you forgiven your mother for the mistake she made with you?
No, I don't have to forgive my mother for her hard work taking care of us. Why would I have to forgive my mother?
For she
did what she's supposed to do.
She
Phyllis,
your mother,
your mother
recreated you, and I went down the road, and the road was crowded.
She took
and then the road jumped off the highway, and then the cat came in, and then Obama happened.
Phyllis. That's a lie.
Phyllis.
Let me tell you something.
Phyllis.
You are lying.
Phyllis.
You are lying on Phyllis. Black people, and I don't Phyllis. Understand. I want you Phyllis. To make me understand.
Phyllis.
Make me feel like you feel about black people to hate them.
Phyllis.
Make me feel because you are lying.
Phyllis. Phyllis, I got to run. I can't play no more. You can't talk.
I know you can't because you know I'm what? Your lies have don't a, hold up.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
Your lies don't hold up to the truth.
All right. Bye, Phyllis. I tried. I tried, right, girl?
You tried.
Huh?
I say you tried.
How about you, hey? I tried, right?
You did indeed.
Huh?
You did indeed.
I can't hear.
You did indeed.
I still can't hear. Oh.
You did indeed.
My bad.
You're like, oh. Oh, amazing. Let me go to Bobby out of Tampa, Florida. Bobby, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hold on, Bobby. No, Bobby. 888-77. Hold on, Bobby. Derek, let me know when Bobby is ready. Let me go to a first-time caller out of South Carolina. Ed. Ed, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. First of all, I want to say that I've been watching you for a long time. I've never called your show. I've been watching the Jesse Lee Peterson train wreck or clown bus since the 1980s when you were on the Phil Donahue show.
Wow, and, that's a long time.
Yes, indeed. And you've been going down the toilet since, I'd say, probably the mid-90s.
So it take that long to go down the toilet? What now?
Well, you during your younger days, you actually sounded half intelligent and reasonable. But
I don't now.
Now you're just completely lost it, man.
What do I say now that's not true?
Well, the things that you say about the teenager in Texas. I mean, I know Carmelo Anthony.
What did I say about him that's not true?
Well, it's not that what you said is not true. I just feel like I want to see that same emotion and that same anger when a white teenager walks into a school with an AR-15 and cuts down 10 to 15 students.
So you want to see emotions?
No, I want to see that same anger.
I have no anger. I'm not angry at what happened to this
man. Well, you sounded like you were very angry with which you should be.
No, that's not true. There's never a reason to be angry.
A lot of people are angry. A lot of people are angry.
And they are wrong.
He should not have stabbed another human being to death. That is wrong.
But you're not telling me anything that I've said that's not true.
Oh, well, we're in regards to South Africa, you're pushing this notion that South Africa is committing South African blacks are committing a genocide towards white Afrikaners, which is a complete lie that Trump has been spreading.
Government says, I'm going to take your land without compensation, and then when other members of the government chant death to the Boer, meaning death to white people, and then when the blacks are going out to the white farmers and robbing and raping and killing to the point that white farmers have to put electric fences around their home. They have to have bodyguards still. When they travel the roads, they're being robbed and raped and all that. And nobody's doing anything about it. You wouldn't call that genocide?
Have you ever been to South Africa, Jesse?
Would you call that genocide?
Have you? But what you said is completely wrong.
Ed,
I've been to South Africa.
I just asked you a question. Would you call that genocide?
No, I would not, because what's happening is not, it's not only happening to white people. South Africa has a crime problem. I've been to South Africa on multiple occasions. A nation that is committing genocide on whites, if that was true, I would not see European whites going to vacation at Kruger National Park, walking freely in South Africa. I wouldn't see white people from the United States going to South Africa on vacation and walking freely throughout Pretoria and other cities in South Africa.
Yeah, there are black. We are reported on even black people born and raised in South Africa saying we want the white people to come back. If white people was in control, this would not be happening. South Africa is out of control. there one black woman that moved there from America want to come back because it's crazy.
Okay.
We have reported over and over again over the years that this was happening, even before the government, black government, completely took over and they passed a law that said they're going to take the white man land without compensation. But what I just explained to you that is happening is that genocide.
Well, I find it ironic that the same country, the United States, that's accusing South Africa, okay, of genocide, who were victims, black South Africans were victims of genocide called apartheid not too long ago, and the same people that orchestrated apartheid walk the streets freely today in South Africa.
You still didn't answer my question, Ed.
It's not genocide. It's not genocide. What, do you know the definition of genocide?
If people are being killed, if a certain race of people are being murdered, raped, land taken away from them, and nobody is going there to help them, and they're doing all they can to be to take care of themselves, but they're being murdered and killed and raped and land taken away, you wouldn't call that genocide?
First of all, Jesse, let me tell you something about South Africa. I've been
there
multiple times.
Answer that first. Would you call that genocide or not?
I would call that genocide if it was happening to a particular, if it was happening to a particular race. But what you just defined is a crime problem.
Yeah.
If
I cannot say taking people's land away from them without compensation, that's a crime problem.
Jesse, can I just tell you that?
Answer that question, yeah. Taking people, the government, taking your land away from you without compensation, that's not genocide?
It's not genocide if you stole the land, Jesse. If you took that land by force, okay, from the natives.
Happened. That's not what
from
happened.
From the natives. The Dutch. Yeah. The Dutch. Can I speak, Jesse?
You still didn't answer my, unless you answer my question, you can't speak. I asked
okay,
you
go ahead.
What that's genocide. White people land being taken away by the government. White people being murdered, raped, killed, and everything. And the government chant, boo, death to the boo. Not the regular folk fighting amongst themselves like they're doing here. I'm talking about the government. When they chant death to white people, or if the government were chanting death to black people and taking away your land, and you're being killed, would that be genocide?
If it was happening, it would be genocide, but it's not
that
happening.
That is happening.
That song.
That is
hold
happening.
On, Jesse. Hold on, Jesse.
That is
that
happening.
Song, that
even
song.
Even the president of Africa said that was happening, but he's like, that's not the minority. Something like
the that's president not of majority. South Africa did not say
Ed,
that.
Hold on. I'm putting Ed on hold. When the president was here, we can play it, I guess, not today, tomorrow. He said, when President Trump pointed that out, he said something like, I don't remember exactly what he said, that's not everybody, that's just few there. So it is happening. It did happen. Okay, Ed, I put you on hold because you wanted to be quiet. You didn't want that information to get out there. But go ahead.
Can I speak now?
Yeah.
Can I speak now, Jesse?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that the president, Ramaphosa, never said a genocide is happening in Africa? You're
right,
wrong about
and that's
that.
The problem. I didn't say that he said a genocide. When Trump pointed out to him that this government, these people that represent the government, was chanting death to the white people.
No,
he was like, well, he said something like, I don't remember exactly what he said. But he said, well, that's not everybody. And Trump, like, look at all those people in the stadium. There's like thousands of people in a stadium chanting along with representatives from the government, death to white people. And you don't
you
say,
do realize.
You don't
you do
say
realize.
That.
They did not say. First of,
it was 100,000 people in the thing.
Jesse, first of all, they weren't yelling out death to white people.
Jesse,
they were going, kill the Boers. They were saying,
does,
kill the Boers.
And what does killing a boy mean?
It was a symbolic song that they used
what?
To encourage them during apartheid. It's a symbolic song. It's a symbolic song that they
death to the boy mean?
death to the Boer. It's a symbolic song that they use during apartheid to uplift.
Uplift?
You know.
So they chanted kill the white people because they want to be uplifted?
Okay, because the white people were killing them during apartheid. Whites were killing the blacks.
Because of
ironic.
What does death to the Boer mean?
Jesse, can I speak, please?
Tell me, what does death more to the Boer mean?
It's a symbolic
what
song,
does it mean?
Jesse.
What does it mean?
It's a symbolic song.
One last
we have
part.
A lot of we
one
have a lot
time.
Of rap music.
What does
we have
it
a rap,
mean?
We
what
have does, we have plenty
bye.
Of rap music.
Bye.
We have plenty of rap
bye.
Music today that does.
He won't even tell me what it means because he knows it means death to white people. You know, man, it's a symbolic. What does a symbolic mean? It means death to the white people. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super super.
Shout out to Hake, a show member, a JLP show member on Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Hake.
What
Depressed Toilet says, happy birthday.
His name
Jesse.
Hake?
Yeah, Hake.
Shout out, Hake.
Nice. Shout out. Depressed Toilet, happy birthday, Jesse. Birthday cake, salute emoji, best flushes.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jesse, I hate coffee, says Depressed Toilet. But I tried Punchy's coffee. It's aight. If someone held a gun to my head and said, drink this Punchy's coffee now, I wouldn't be mad.
Amazing. You got to have some Punchy coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.com/shop.
Jesseleepeterson.shop.
Jesseleepeterson.shop, yeah. It's amazing how Ed wouldn't say what death to the Boer mean.
Indeed.
So he knows it means death to white people.
Yeah.
Oh, it's symbolic. What the?
Three coffees from Soul Conscious. Happy birthday, JLP. I am grateful for all you do.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
Sion, Jesse Love, Pink Hearts, Black Heart, Black Farmer. I hope you had a great birthday. People calling and singing you a song. LOL, you don't look a day old. You see women think you look good. They call and sing for you. Eye roll, party, star eyes, don't patronize.
Don't patronize. Thank you, C.I. Don't be jealous. I was thinking of you. You crossed my mind the other day because I remember you said you had a car accident or something. And now your
neck and nerve pain.
I hope you're getting treatment. And I hope you're well. And thanks for the birthday wish.
Three coffees from Cesar O. Coon Derek SMH.
Derek is a coon,
Hope
my producer.
Hope sounds like another form of wishful thinking, man. Having faith is makes you strong, but having hope makes you a victim. That's just my opinion. What do you think, Jesse?
Repeat that.
Having faith makes you strong, but having hope makes you a victim.
You don't need either one of those, because if you try to make yourself have faith, it's going to be false. It's just an idea. Hope is just an idea. What you don't realize, once you truly return to truth, and the truth will cause everything to happen that you need. You're going to have understanding, and understanding is everything. And understanding, you cannot even imagine. That's one good thing. Well, a lot of good things God done. But the thing I appreciate about God, he give us understanding, and evil cannot understand anything. It has no understanding. That's why people with anger has no understanding, zero. They may quote the Bible, they can talk about this and that, but they have no understanding, so they don't know what they're talking about. But you want understanding, and understanding only comes from the truth, from God. You can't make yourself even have that. Of yourself, you can do nothing. All thoughts and all ideas and all ideas about God are totally wrong. That's why you have to let them go. Amazing. Thank you.
Over on Cash App, Anthony gave a couple hope, a wish for the future. Twinkle, twinkle.
Little star, I wonder where you are. Thank you.
He also said on Friday, it's Black Friday. No salad due to Memorial Day sal.
Amazing. No salad?
No salad. Don't go out?
No
sale. I don't know. Whatever. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony. No sale, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I read it in Spanish. Zit says, I'm going to
I gotta say that you helped me more than any woman, even my own mother, won't be honest anymore.
Only the truth can help you, really. That's why you gotta overcome the world within you. Then you overcome the world outside of you, inside of others. Amazing. Thank you.
Mark, what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Strong arm, heart, idea. Thanks. Bond not playing with Satan.
That's right. You can't give room to the devil. Really. I try hard to communicate with the people that were yelling at me today. They wouldn't be quiet enough to communicate. Hey, hold on. I wanted to respond, but they wouldn't listen. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim on Rumble, in Africa, there is no word or phrase that exists for maintain. It's not even a concept to build or maintain because Africans in Africa don't even have a word for it. Save the Boer.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Commander Kim. Uncle Ruckus, in honor of Black Friday, I'm going to smoke my whole check and crack.
What? Nah. Amazing. Thank you.
AB, no message. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Paola, happy Black Friday, old black man, and thanks, and a heart hand.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young, Jesse, what's your favorite Sam Cooke song?
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Thank you, Mike.
Eli talks to you. Somebody talks about you often. He'd be a great guest on The Fallen State. Thank you for the tip, Eli P.
Thank you, Eli. I appreciate it.
Another from Mike Young. Popeyes or Church's Chicken?
I haven't had either one of those in so long, but the first thought that came was Popeye. Even though I used to love Church's Chicken, too. Well, you know, black people love chicken. So right now, I just say Popeye. I don't know. I haven't had that in years either. Amazing.
Eric, free coffees. Hope is an emotion. Hope creates suffering. Hope is a lack of consciousness. Hope is a lack of peace. What keeps me on the path of truth is awareness. Problems don't exist.
You want to exist without any identity at all. No thinking, no identity. Then you shall know God. Amazing. Thank you.
Aaron G., can you have your cake and eat it too?
I don't know what that means. Unless it's a birthday cake. Amazing.
ALL or AII said, is hope nothing but faith in the future / unknown?
Well, there is no future, so I hope you don't have hope in that. Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, all the blacks do is destroy.
What a sad way to live. It wasn't always that way. It started, as far as I remember, with the so-called civil rights movement. It was the worst thing ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion.
AKP, you guys make my day. Thank you so much. Happy belated birthday, Jesse. Stay alive.
Stay alive. Thank you. I appreciate it. I got to end.
All right. We'll read the rest later, guys.
I'm so out of time. Hate Report, and then Joel Friday TV. No Anchor Baby. And then 2 p.m. Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Joe out of California, Calvin out of Los Angeles, Bill out of Oklahoma, and the call that just dropped. Bye.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling The one thing that's missing. The one thing that's missing. And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about